I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, let's talk about bluefin tuna. The fishing action is picking up. Now, this isn't a fish that you just come across. Fishermen head out for bluefin tuna. So describe this fish for us.
Well, bluefin are probably the most sought-after tuna in our waters. They're definitely the biggest tuna that we see, and we get them everywhere from 30-pound juvenile fish all the way up to 1,000-pound giants.
That's quite a range. Where are you heading out for these around our parts?
Well, around the Cape, bluefin tuna typically prefer deeper water, so maybe 80 feet or deeper. They won't venture inshore to areas like Buzzards Bay, Vineyard Sound, and Nantucket Sound. So where folks look for bluefin is up on Stellwagen Bank and around Provincetown, a few miles east of Chatham and off the backside of the Cape, and then, say, starting 5 to 10 miles south of Martha's Vineyard. So it's an offshore fish, but not too far offshore.
Now, bluefin are a carefully managed species. You need a special permit to go for bluefin, right?
That's right. They're federally managed, so you need a federal permit that applies to your boat. So if you're a boat fisherman, you get a permit for that boat, and you are required to report at the end of a day any bluefin tuna that you caught.
So describe for us, if you're going out for a fish that could be 800 pounds, what's your setup and how do you approach that?
Well, going out for the big giant tuna is really kind of serious business. And for the most part, those fish, they're fought with the rod in the rod holder. You don't pick the rod up when you have an 800 or 1,000-pound fish on. You leave it in the rod holder and fight it by kind of cranking down with one hand and pulling in line with the other hand.
Let me ask you about smaller fish, because you can go after bluefin with much lighter tackle.
Right. So most sport fishermen, they're not going after those giants. That's more for commercial guys who'd like to sell them. Sport fishermen tend to go after them by trolling. Another popular way to fish for bluefin tuna, and these are typically the smaller ones under, say, 200 pounds, is to use sort of heavyweight striped bass tackle. So spinning tackle, casting lures into them. Again, it's kind of like fishing for striped bass, just a little bit heavier. You're looking for the fish feeding on the surface, and then you're launching a plug or a lure into them, and then you've got an incredible fight on your hands when you do hook up.
These are migratory fish. This is the season for right now around our area, right?
Right. They are highly migratory. They move anywhere from down by the Gulf of Mexico all the way up to Prince Edward Island in Canada, and they're even known at times to cross the Atlantic, going all the way over to Spain and the Mediterranean Sea. Typically in our waters, we see them from June until November, but every year is different. Last year, we didn't get them until very late in the summer. This year, as of early July, we have good numbers around, and there are also still big numbers of bluefin tuna down off of New Jersey, where they're saying it's probably the best season they've had in at least a decade. So if we see those tuna move up as well into our waters, we could be in for some very good fishing.
Let's round up the rest of the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
Well, we've had some warm weather, and it's got the water warming up fast, which is pretty typical for July. And that means for striper fishing, it's mostly early mornings, late evenings, and at night that the fishing is best. There are good numbers of small striped bass all around the Cape, but the bigger fish have started to move out to cooler waters. Areas around Chatham, in Cape Cod Bay, and in the Cape Cod Canal are where you'll typically find big stripers this time of year. Bluefin tuna have been reported mostly off the backside of Cape Cod and up towards Stellwagen Bank. And then a smaller member of the tuna family, the bonito, they've been popping up in waters around Martha's Vineyard, and hopefully we'll start to see more bonito and eventually some false albacore as well.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.